A shir on Hilchas Yichud is very hard because everyone in shul is has a packet of questions. This case, that case, this is mutar, that's mutar, that's also. I cannot answer the questions. We have to learn together. Once we learn together, the siman, I'm sure most of the questions will disappear. And it will be easier for you to know what's the question and what's not the question. I'll go through the Ikar Halochas, which are Motsui, in Hilchas Yichud. Isur Yichud, with any of the Aroyos which are written in the Torah, is Pashtus and Isur Deoraita, which the Rambam brings in Sof Isur Abiyah. Many Rishonim hold like that. That's in Eshes Ish, any other Erva, which are listed there. Isur Yichud with a non-Jewish lady, it's a different Isur. And Isur Yichud with a Pnuya, with a single girl, is a different Isur. Let's not mix. Again, all the ones who are listed in Parshas, Achre Mois, and at the end, that we have the laning of Mincha by Yom Kippur, which are all the Aroyos, is Minatero. Isur Pnuyo is Megzeras David HaMelech, a single girl. And later, Bizman HaTanoim, there were Goizer on Isur Yichud with a Anochris. That's important to know. The Mechaber says, Rambam, the Mechaber, Ksheira Maise Amnon Vetomar, Kozru Bez Dovidu Bez Dino, Al Yichud Apnuyo. Although a Pnuyo is not an Erva. Today, all our Pnuyos are all of them Erva, because they are Nida, that we never went to Mikveh. When we say Pnuya there, it means Pnuya Tehoiro, which today doesn't exist, and in fact, it's Osur for a Pnuya to be Toivar. No Pnuya will be allowed into any Mikveh. Emela she's Becheskas Nida, which is today, she is no less than Eshes Ish vis-a-vis Dos, Yichud. It's also important to know. So that Inyan from Pnuyos doesn't exist anymore today. Shammai veHillel themselves, the early Tanoim, were Goizer Yichud of an Ochris, of a non-Jewish lady. Nochris, it's not an Erva, even she's an Ida, and that's a Gzeras Shammai veHillel. Married or single is basically irrelevant. There is no Eshes Ish la'akum. There is no Isur Eshes Ish. There is an Isur of Vedovak v'ishto velo v'eshes chavero, but Isur Yichud min ha-Torah, it's only Osur Ish Echod im Isha Achas, one on one. More than one ish, or more than one isha, we are going to see it's asur sometimes, but it's only the rabbanan. Very important to know what's the oraisa, what's the rabbanan. You will see later why. We all know that there is another kind of isur yichud, another instance, another case. All chassanim know that if the kala is pirsonido before the chupa, whatever, a day or two or three or four, is that time, that nidus, is also beyichud by a chosam. Although ishto shel odom, even if she's a nida, there is no isur yichud, but by a chosan, yes, the first time, yes. Chosan she pisa ishto nido kodem she bo aleo osu li siached imo. That's another isu yichud. And then, of course, the chosan is informed, the kala is taught how to handle those days until she becomes tahor. Let's go to the immediate relatives. A mother, em im bno, a mother and a son, a father and a daughter, are mutorim beyichud, and they could even dwell and live together, share the same apartment for many years. Doesn't make a difference. Whether the mother is young or old, the son is young or old, and also the father and his daughter, mutarim ladur ve'yachad, even they could dwell and reside the same, in the same apartment, in the same room, actually, and there's no issue. Isho is muteres li'yachad with the grandson, ben, but ben bno, the son of the son. So a grandmother and the son of the son, ben bno, or ben bito, the son of a daughter. So a grandson and a grandmother are mutorim li'yachad. Not only a isho ubno, but ben bno also, and ben bito, and the father also. Ha'ish in bitoi is mutar, not only in bitoi, but in bas bitoi, or bas bnoi. There is no yisur yichud. Hazal knew, understood, that such a zach is far, far, far from any chance. And therefore they allowed it. Achoiso, a sister. It happens many times. Bochurim, boys, girls, they are in SEM, wherever they are, in school, away from home, and they prefer to share an apartment. Two apartments, one is enough. Achoiso is mutali isyachid liparokim occasionally only. Oh, again. A father and a mother, son and a daughter, all that. That's, you could dwell and reside together for many years. However, achoiso, a sister, is mutali isyached liprokim occasionally. I will explain when. But not to reside together. What is occasionally liprokim? One night, two nights, a day, 2 days, 3 days, a week. There is a machlokes rishonim, of course, up to the achronim, also involving the achronim too. There is the Rosh and the Ran and the Magid Mishneh, the big machlokes rishonim. For how long can two siblings, a male and a female, obviously even single, doesn't make a difference, it's a sister, is when it's a mutar. Lemaise, the Chazon Ish Pasken, like the first shita, which Shulchan Aruch brings, that up to 30 days it's mutar. That's a lot. Up to 30 days it's called non-bikvius, not in a fixed manner. It's arai, temporary, up to 30 days. Right. And that's the minhag lehatir. The minhag is lehatir, that siblings, as I said, a boy and a girl, up to 30 days, they could share the same apartment. The ones we mentioned now, for example, a sister, or a father and a daughter, or a mother and a son, they are all mutar, even if the female carries another isur. For example, ach ve'achois, a brother and a sister, even if she is married. And there are two isurim. Besides that she's a sister, she's a chesish. Two isurim on her. The fact that she's a sister, she is protected from him, let's call it, for 30 days, even if she's married. Av im bitoy, that there is no yichud altogether, they could reside together, even if she's married and the husband is away and is out of town for a year or 2 years, doesn't make a difference. Ha ima im bno, she's mutar, even she's a shetish, the father is alive. Yet they are all three of them are mutar, even if they carry another issue with them. Questions of elevators are very specific. What about an elevator? But it's not only an elevator. It's the sheer yichud. How long is the yichud that the Torah forbade? Or Chazal forbade, whenever sometimes yichud is the rabbanan. How long is the yichud? The sheer of yichud, it's not clear in the poskim, it doesn't say. Mamash doesn't say, not the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch, nothing. They all compare it to the din yichud of Soyuto. For how long? It's not the length of time, but is the location is important, which means the atmosphere of the location. Many poskim say that in an elevator, the matzav, it's not a yichud. Even if the elevator would go up to 100 floors and it would take much longer than what the shear is, because the shear is a matter of minutes. Let's say a minute or two, a minute and a half, after we compare it to Soito. Nevertheless, the matzav is that we are not here because we want to be together, we are not here because we planned it to be, nor we want to stay, nor we are here to stay. I'm going to go up. I'm on my way. There's no kriyas there. It's a mokom sheno kavua. As opposed to a room, an office, a house, a car, even outside, there is yichud in public, in a park, on a mountain, on an isolated place. That will be basically, we'll get more details in the elevators, but the sheer yichud is basically a minute and a half. Now, you'll tell me, what about less? Is there a problem? It happens many times that non-intentionally someone walks into the house, a stranger, and then there is a lady there, and she says, so you. And without paying attention, she locked the door. Within 30 seconds, she hops and she unlocks the door. Very simple. She's a Isha Kshero, she unlocks the door, or she opens the door. Did they do an Isur, they need Kapora and Tshuva Yom Kippurim, or not? Less than a Shir Yichud, perhaps it's nothing. Achot Zizayis, Nevelo, Achot Zizayis, Tovar Tome is also Chotzishir, also Menatera. But the Chotzishir Yichud is not a Yichud. The time is so important that less than that minute and a half, it's not a Yichud altogether. So it solves many problems when people, they help themselves. They open the door. Or you will see in a moment, for example, what the poskim discuss. It's a very sensitive issue, you know. Noshim take it personally. What do you mean? Me? Ever? They take it personally, they don't know how to react. They should not take it personally. It's not against her. It's the Isur. The Isur Erva is the Isur, not her as a person. She takes it personally. That's not the Isur. That's not the issue that we suspect you or him or her. Isur Yichud is because they may do something wrong, they may do an Avera, is it? Or the Isur Yichud is Isur Atzmi, that closeness of two people in a room is forbidden, period. The closeness of the mind. And because they may do an Isur, they may do an Avera, the next Avera, whatever Yichud leads to, that you say, don't suspect me, I'm a Tzadkonis. I'm 90 years old. 95. He's 18. Shayach. She may be ill. She may be an old lady in the hospital. He may be a very old man. That it's not even possible. He may be not even conscious of what goes on. Yet is the Isur Yichud. Because they may do an Avera that you tell me, well, she's a tzaddikah, she won't do. Who does Averas? The closeness of the mind of these two who are erva to each other, or the ones that Chazal mentioned, a Pnuyo, an Ochris, that's the issue. So don't take it personal. It's not you and it's not him. It's both together. Because we suspect you may do something wrong. That is, I assure you, I could won't help. Is Mimela very important in order how to react to a stranger, a bochur, who walks into the house? He doesn't know if we are going to learn soon in a moment. The most common heter, not heter, it's not a heter, it's a gemara, it's mutar. Eshesish. The Gemara says, Eshesish Shebailo Beir, the husband is in town, and Choshishim Lo Mishum Yichud. Most of the poskim hold, and Choshishim Lo Mishum Yichud means there is no Isur Yichud with a married woman whose husband is in town. We'll see what means in town. Amas Bailo Oleo. And that's even to apply on 2017. That's that Ema, the fear of the husband is on the wife. Wherever she may be, wherever he may be, so long both are in town. Same town. The young man or the man who walked in doesn't know the husband is in town. Doesn't know. She knows he's in town. So he walks in, doesn't care, he likes the dog. Intentionally. He meant to eat chazir, correct? And she tells him, don't forget, Mahad was in town. He actually ate kosher. Did he? Today's parsha, today, matters. Vashem islach lo. What's the pasuk talking about? What's the case? That the father was mefir the nether, or the husband was mefir the nether, and she didn't know of the aforo. And she went against the nether, and she meant to eat chazir, which means to transgress the nether. And actually, there was no nether because the father was made for the nether. Areshib kiven lechol bosor chazir. He meant to eat treif, chalila. And he ate kosher. So that's fine. Nitz kaporov Hashem islach lo. Here also, whoever walked into the house, he should have made sure not to lock the door. Even if he did it. He forgot, he did an issue by locking the door, but that's actually there's no issue. The husband is in town. The husband is across the street in Bas Medrash. If there is a chiyuv on the lady to tell whoever walks in immediately, my husband is in town. And so if he locked the door, he didn't do an issue. Now, it sounds very, very very chumradik, that whoever walks in, if he's going to lock the door, day, at night, at any time, he has to know if it's mutar or not, otherwise he's doing an issue. The husband is not in town, he's away. It's a gomor. There's no heter for that, to lock the door, the front door. That's very common. People lock doors, people don't leave doors opened, unlocked. That's, I don't know how is it here, but people don't leave doors unlocked. From a from a serviceman, from whoever walks into the house, even could be a nephew, it doesn't have to be a serviceman, it could be a yeshiva bocher, could be a nephew, could be a stranger, whatever, a tzaddik, and she's also tzaddikas. And either he locks or she locks or anyone locks the door. She has to tell him that he's in town, so we are not doing an issur. Otherwise, he thinks he's not. If he assumes he's not, and he's doing an issur, he's not in town. He's doing an issur, and actually there is no issur. That's a very common case. Very common. People walk into and then they are bumped with the issur. They don't pay attention because the normal reaction is you lock the door immediately. Before, if you have shiur yichud, it's even worse. If you don't have shiur yichud, fine. But if you have most of the shiur yichud is nothing, it's a minute and a half. That's very easy. There's another rule that there are noshim who are matzil. They are lifesavers, women no one is swimming. They are tzmuta to be misyachid with that isha, and not only is she tzmutar, she's matzil someone else. For example, mutal isyachid, as we spoke, ben im immoi, correct? Av ubitoi, ach v'achoisoi, all three of them. To reside together, ach v'achoisoi is limited, up to a month. But for Yichud, all three are mutar. Could another lady also be involved? For example, or another man. You come with you and Imoy, it's mutar. I come with a friend of mine. Him, it's not Imoy, that's the mother. Who allows him to be there? Or Av Ubitoy, she brings a friend to do the homework. Who is in the front study, whatever the father is learning, and the two girls are in the back doing the homework. Is it mutar? Or he has to tell his daughter, tell your friend to leave, or open the door. Ach v'achoisoi, mutar. Same thing, the ach brought a friend. The achoisoi brought a friend. The klal is all those noshim that is mutar li'isyached A and B, B could bring a friend. Female or male, either or. All those who are mutar, that act with misyached with her, she could bring a friend. Female, male. All those who are matzil, they are matzil for others too. Eshes ish. Oh. Eshesish is not so. She's not matzil. She's mutar to be misyached because by the beer, he gives her a certain fear, certain moira, shatin rashi, that she won't do an avera. Or this is not, she doesn't get close enough mentally or socially because by the beer. However, someone else will be osur. We'll have to find the heter for the other one. If she has a friend, the lady has a friend. So again, let's review before we go further. The isur yichud is obviously any male and female, which are osur to each other in any form. They are also to each other in any way, in any form. Any way that they are also to each other. It doesn't make a difference because of Erva, or because she's an Ochris, or she's a Pnuya, or this and that, or whatever issue that is in between them. Three exceptions. Ima Ubno, and Ben Beno, and Ben Beno, Atsof Koladoiris, the mother, son, grandson, Ben, Ben, Atzov Kol HaToyres, that line is Mutar. Av in Bitoy, Atzov Kol HaToyres, Av Bitoy, Bas Bitoy, Bas Bitoy, Atzov Kol HaToyres. The Ach Vachoysos, siblings. And even if they are married, even if the other the other one is married, a shesish is also mutar. Ach lachoiso, even if the achoiso is shesish. And they are matzil. They allow me to have someone else also. So the first awareness you have to bring to the nashim and to the men too, to both sides, of as anyone who walks into the house, anyone, whether it's a worker, whether it's a stranger, whether it's I don't know what, you may think, all workers for sure are also nothing to talk about. Maids, home helpers, maids, all of them are osur. The ashikses, the nochris, nishkanafkamina, bottom line is osur. That's a big problem. The lady is out on Chvesnisht, Erev Shabbos, preparing Shabbos, and he's in, learning. Sunday, the lady is out, and he's in, learning. And then the maid is cleaning, and he says, I'm learning, and she's cleaning. She's in the third floor, he is in Mimamakim, in the basement. What's the difference? The distance doesn't make a difference. The quantity of rooms doesn't make a difference. The quantity of floors doesn't make a difference so long it's one building. I mean to say, one unit, one residence. That you don't have to cross properties from one floor to another. He's sleeping, he went to rest, and she's doing the laundry in the basement. It's irrelevant either. Vechahena, vechahena. Shikses present a problem. Nochris present a problem. In fact, it doesn't have to be a nochris, could be a Yiddisher also. A meshoreses, the poskim speak about a meshoreses. Used to be the young girls, the Yiddish girls, would be a meshoreses in homes of Gvirim in Europe. I'm sorry, no problem. Nevertheless, the lady is busy on the phone. Who cares? Or the man is busy on the phone. He's doing his own work. His work. All those are not any heter. The only one that we found so far by an issue is Bailo Behir. The husband is in town. What is a town actually? Now he works in Manhattan. She resides in Brooklyn. He goes to work 9 o'clock and comes back 5 o'clock every day. He's not going to come back in the middle of the day. He's not gone. He can't come back. He's not allowed. He works for someone. He's not his own boss. So he's not coming. Pa'am achas nish al hachazonish bo asher lifnei hachazonish im muto leisho liyos beyichud im ish. Ish, in Tel Aviv, it's a big city, the biggest one in Eretz Yisrael, in the extension, very big city. The Haya Poshut leMoron haChazanish, that is Mutar. Chazal said, one city, it is one city, even if it's as big as Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, as big as Alexandria by Yom Ha'im. The Emo is a nature; it's not because he may come. The natural emo of Bailo Beir suffices. Roev Hayom Ba'avodoso, most of the day is working. Ve'harbe pe'amim michutz la'ir. Sometimes he's even out of town. So when he's out of town, what is Asur? But if he's in town, even if he's working, and even if he cannot come, he's not allowed to go. Yeah. The Igros Moshe also has the same thing. Also a shaila about Manhattan and Brooklyn, that's the standard example. That Baila Ba'ir is mutar, even if it's a big city. However, many achronim mention that Baila Ba'ir is mutar, it's only in her home, in her residence. But in a neutral residence, for example, in a doctor's office, dentist's office, who knows where, that's not. Baila Ba'ir is no heter. Heter is only when she is in her residence and she knows she's there and the husband knows that she's there. But she goes to a wherever and the husband doesn't know where she is. He doesn't know where she is. I'm sure she's busy. It's Baila Ba'ir won't work. So that turns all the offices of the doctors and v'chulu, problematic.
If you know she's in the
doctor's
office?
Excuse me? If you know she's in the office, no problem. From 10 to 12, she's there.
It's not about she has to be at home, but he has to know where she is.
Yeah, exactly. Although he doesn't have to come, someone has to come in if he knows or not. But he the aim of works only when she knows that he knows. She knows that he knows.
What's the definition of a city?
Huh?
What's the definition of a city?
Meaning, like Sandia Mitzrayim. Tel Aviv.
Let's say Hollywood and North Miami.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, Tel Aviv. More. What's Tel Aviv? Used to be by Yom Miami, Tel Aviv, Yafo. Two cities under the twin cities. Tel Aviv, Yafo. By Yom Bismana Hazunish, for sure. The postal stamp was Tel Aviv, Yafo. I don't know, there were twin cities. Today it's not called Yafo anymore. But it was Tel Aviv, Yafo. But in fact, in the get you right. The Mosa, Tel Aviv, Yafo. The Miskaria, Tel Aviv. That was the original name of the city. So you say today New York City, it's New York City. The five boroughs. We never step in Queens. For us, Queens is like Chicago. My family name is. For us in Brooklyn as in Queens, it's like Chicago. It's one ear. Most of New York, all five boroughs. Staten Island, what, when? The Bronx. You should have looked around. Who was that? Yet it's one ear. And yet, if the town is small, small town, it's only the town. Let's go to the things we have to be aware how to deal with maids or workers or babysitters. It's the same. Girls, young girls come to babysit your children, your boys, whatever, and you are learning again in the office. Whatever you're doing, and as a young lady, there's nothing else to do at home besides learning. So. He is a young girl. The ages for Yichud, female, is 3 years old. For me to be also with a female, so long she's 3 years old, it's Asur. And for a female, an adult female, to be also with a male, the male has to be 9 years old. Nothing to do with bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. The male is 9. And the female is 3, when either one is, that is the Isur Yichud. So many times you bring a teenager, a girl, 10 years, 12 years old, on a femina, 8 years old, your niece. Niece is Asur. Your niece is Asur. And today, besides that, today is a Nida. All of them are not 8, but 10, 12. It's the Cheskas Nida. Umimelad is Isur. Babysitters create a big problem. You bring a boy to babysit for young girls. You have girls 4, 5, 6 years old. And you brought your nephew. No, what else? Better than that, you cannot have. Problem. That cannot do. Impossible. Vechaina, vechaina. The only solution is one for all of them. An open door. Bais, Gemara Shtet, Bais, Patuach. Open room. Bais means a room. Open room to Rishus HaRabim and Choshin Shem Lo Mishum Yichud. An open house, or open room, open door, better say. Open. No, what means open? Unlocked. Doesn't mean opened. Unlocked. even if the door is closed, but unlocked. That's open, is not basically, there's no Isur Yichud. Bayit patuach l'shut harabim. Actually, it's a machlok se b'kevayger and the Besmeir. What I just mentioned said is the Besmeir Shitter, b'kevayger holds, even Sagur velo na'ul, it's a Yichud. So we're already in a problem. Who's going to pass in between a b'kevayger and a Besmeir? I don't know, but that is the machlokas. Who could be machria between them? Impossibility.
Does that have to be
Rishus HaRabim
that people...
Rishus HaRabim, I don't know if this is Rishus HaRabim. I don't think in Vizot Mendoza in Miami there is Rishus HaRabim Legabe Yichud.
So what's the gathering
like? That anybody walks at any time, walks in at any time.
I mean, let's say 3 o'clock in the morning, there's nobody going down there.
Oh yeah, for sure not. Yeah, that's something else.
I mean, that's like...
No, that's for sure. The time of sleeping, that people are sleeping, I don't know, 3. 11 o'clock in Bnei Brak, the Chazon Ish Paskin is not Rishus HaRabim anymore, Legabe Yichud. Because people are home, people are doing it. Although it's quite busy in the streets. But Bayami Mahemed is Mara Chazon Ish could be. That once 11 o'clock, everybody is sleeping, everybody went to sleep.
It's like the Zman of lighting the menorah?
Yeah, no, like the menorah, no. It's not that. But I don't see a heter of Bais Pasuach, Rishus HaRabim, in these neighborhoods here. I don't see anything. I am very depressed to walk here. I'm going back home. I don't see a human being. Putting a shum, that even is a mansion, as a beautiful. Oh, and alone, it's a total depression. You need antidepressant to walk. You see, I can mention it.
What about a camera? Video camera.
Boss?
What about video cameras?
Oh, video cameras.
A building that.
Someone asked me, Psabocher, today is all Michigan Zachem. But there is something, someone asked me recently that he went, Pekishot, on a date. What is it? You and, they like you and her, it's in a box.
Escape room.
Is that from those?
Escape room.
I don't even know what it's, Oran, for Levity Convention, an Oran. And you have to figure out how to get out of it.
Yeah.
Oh. There's nothing else to do in dates, but how to climb the walls. You know, everything's finished, everything's over. You cannot talk, you cannot discuss something, you cannot know each other. Figure out how could you open, maybe from there. I'll tell you what you need it for. Once you go into a box, that's too bad.
Okay, why should the video camera work?
Oh, so he told me there is a video, and Ploini sees everything. Okay, if it sees it, maybe yes. The Poskim speak about having keys, for example, in case you want to do all we were mentioned before, all the cases which are also, is to give keys to a neighbor, a friend, and to tell them to walk in whenever they want. To do this with 3 friends, that becomes Rishus HaRabim, 3 people that could walk in. 1. Rishus HaRabim is 3. Legabedis, you don't need Shishim Ribo. 3 is enough. 3 people that have authority or permission or freedom to walk in whenever they wish to walk in. They don't have to walk in. Whenever they wish to walk in. And you let know the other side. That's okay. The other side has to know. So there is an Isha in the house. Walks in her nephew. And he knocks. Boom, boom, boom. And he knocks. Now wait a moment. My next neighbor, 3 of them have keys. No problem. And he goes to sleep. But if you don't tell him that, and he goes to sleep, so he means to do an issue, and a little he knows, either he's careless or he forgot, whatever. So it's all up again. It's kama lechol poser chazir, ve'ol abiyodo poser tle. Tell me if I'm wrong. And no one does that. I know I'm the Isha. I know my husband is in town. What's the difference? Do you have to know? You have to know. What's the difference? What do you know? You mean to do an Isur? So, but you didn't do it. Because I'm married and my husband is 2 blocks down. You mean to do an Avera Khalila? But you didn't do it. What's the problem? So read this Rashi, this week's Rashi. Vashem Islochlo, she needs kapora. For what? She meant to eat something that she asked on herself as a neder, and there was no neder there because the father was Mefir, the neder. That's an halacha.
If he's mechaven b'mezid to do the isur,
yeah.
Even if he means to close the door, but yeah. If he doesn't mean to do, how many? It's not so much here today that someone's looking to do the isur yichud.
That's isur yichud. He locked the door. How much kavana you need?
He's not mechaven for the isur.
But if he locked the door, what kavana? Kavana, he kavana. He's locking the door.
But
he locked the door because he's actually boom. You close.
Right. So then
he did the issue. He's locking the door.
Is the gather of giving someone rishus to walk in Pesach Pesur Sharam, or it's like a shomer?
No, Pesach Pesur Rishus Arabim. When I hand over the keys to three neighbors, friends, whatever of the area, and I tell the other side, I gave my keys. I made my home into the Rishus Arabim.
You have to give it to the chair?
To whom?
Chair? Can you give it to your goy next door neighbor?
Can it be different show? Three human beings. They could walk in at any time. Doesn't have to be the ones walking or Yidden. Anybody that could walk in. That becomes a Rishus Arabim. Bayit Patuach Rishus Arabim. Even Rishus Arabim from Goyim. Shraf Kavina was.
But
what?
They have to have
a night we'll see. Night we'll see Bayit Patuach Rishus Arabim Balayla. It's not simple. So again, bayit patuach or patuach, it doesn't mean patuach, halachically patuach, meaning the keys are by three neighbors. Fine, but it has to be done.
What age do the kids need to be disqualified by the Isser Nida? What age? What's the youngest?
Males? Boys? Nine.
No, he means the children. Yeah,
how old are kids?
To be a shomer, you mean?
Yeah. To be the Rishus Arabim. Kids.
If kids could be a shomer, he wants to know.
Oh, that's something else.
Yeah.
Children are shomerim. They are at certain stage in life. They. The Loshon HaGaloha is, they know what the bia is, and they won't do it.
Now it's like.
No, much more. No. No, much more. They know what Bia is, and they won't do it. The Yetzer Hara is not strong yet. So that's 6, 7, 8, around there. That's very hard to measure. What's the age? Basically 6 or 7. So they could be shomeri. That's something else.
They just have to know something suspicious.
What do you gain for the Pesach Pesuch Rishus Arabim if nobody's expected to come in and nobody?
Even it's a mokum parutz. It's a nevertheless. Even mishum derech eretz, no one walks into anyone's home, and they knock first, or they won't walk in. Nevertheless, it's not yichud. Yichud means it's like if I were to get these two things, these two heads together. This is far. The days are far. When I know that there is a possibility of someone walking in, because doors are open, the day of it's far from each other. We may be sitting next to each other. Doesn't make a difference. When there is Isur Yichud, we may be on the bottom floor, and the other one is the fifth floor, if it's one building is also. If it's one unit.
Fathers in the city, does that help the St. Heather's Bible over here?
No. It's only one way. We are ladies, women, ladies, noshim are emas bailo aleho. There's no emas ishto olov. Doesn't exist that. Even in 2017. The Torah will never change. Which means if a husband, a man, has his wife in town, in town. There's such a thing in the Gemara about Ishto Be'ir, Ishto Imoy, in the same room or something else. Ishto Imoy, Ishto Imoy Zichar. But Ishto Be'ir is not Meshamer the Baal. The wife is not Meshamer, better say, doesn't save the husband. So even if she's in town, doesn't mean anything for him. So he is in the same problem.
Is there a hetter that she'll come home any minute?
No.
Not else by the should Taka come home. She's expected to come any minute. But
yeah, but there's no heter unless three people have the key. No. She's expected to come any minute. So anybody's expected to come any minute. Let's say my son, my daughter, my pluny almoni. I need three people to have the key. It becomes patuach rishus arabim. The vial is locked. I have to unlock the door. How do I unlock it? Either I unlock it or I give three keys. There is no. Hashtag Osi is coming now. Or someone else is coming now. because one person has the key, or two people have the key. I need three for that, I need three.
Does she count as one of those people? Have the key? Does she count as one of those people who has a key? Now you have to give it to two other people.
If a person gives to his mother-in-law, his wife, and his...
To anybody. Three, any three people
including
are
walking.
Yeah, why not?
So
the husband could be misyached with the nochris, with the helper, with whatever in the house. So long, your wife, son and daughter, or two sons or two, whatever, have the key. It becomes Rishus HaRabim. The house turned to be Rishus HaRabim. Imagine. Even if it's locked. It became unlocked.
Shaila is if someone's, does the father break it for his daughter? Meaning, let's say the daughter's home.
No.
So there's no amos of the av, is what I was asking.
Is he with her?
There's no amos av al bitoy unless they are under the same roof, same room. But if the av is in town, it's not, doesn't protect the daughter. No. Town, be'ir is only one way. Bailo Beir. That's it.
No. You know the shear is a minute and a half?
Approximately. It's a technically shear. Shear in Soita, how much this yichud of the Soita answers her, when is the Soita becomes Osur, when she's misyached with Ploini, and the husband told her, Al titiachadi in Ploini, and she was misyached in Ploini, she becomes Osur, correct? The din Soita. When is that happen? That's a shear. Whatever the shear is. And that shear is translated in approximately a minute and a half. But that's something else. That she becomes Osur. Don't forget. Let's not confuse. Chalila v'chas. Chas v'sholom. Don't make the mistake that some people do by not being, let's say, aware. There is such a thing as soito, but that's something else. There is such a thing as a isho by mistake, intentionally, or not knowing the halacha, or not being aware. And the baila was not be'ir, and she was misyached be'isur with anybody. And nothing happened. She's not also to the husband, is she? He has to divorce her. In fact, he came in, he saw she was in here. Well, the plumber is working there, and she is upstairs, I don't know. The electrician is working in the basement, and she's in her room or in the kitchen. And he was away. All of a sudden, he landed early, he came early. Two aidings for her. Not the husband, two aidings for her. She doesn't become also to the husband, is she? Halila. And oisrim ala yichud. The isha doesn't become also on the husband, even if she transgresses isur yichud. And oisrim ala yichud. But if she was warned before, and that is the soita issue, husband told her already, because he has reasons why to tell her, don't talk to Ploini, or better say, don't stay with Ploini alone in one room. Altityachadi in Ploini. And now it's a problem. When she will do that, she'll become Asur. What is that? Yichud. How big is that Yichud? What I mentioned before, a minute and a half, approximately. That is the Aser, the Isha al Bailo, when she's a Soito, or Sofek Soito. And the issue we're talking about is not to do it. Don't do yichud. Yeah, the same one like that one. But no isha becomes osur.
Somebody rents a room in the back of the house.
Yeah, it's a problem.
So it's two separate apartments.
Why is it an apartment? Back of the house.
They're both renting from a common landlord.
No. Two units.
But there's no locks in between, Dafka.
So that's the same apartment? So two male and female, also to each other, rent two different rooms in the back of the same apartment. So what, we both pay rent to two different landlords, I don't pay yours, you don't pay mine. We are together.
So every apartment in Lakewood is like this. The guy lives upstairs.
There's locks, I mean, you can't
boss.
Every apartment, someone lives upstairs, someone lives downstairs.
There is locks upstairs and locks downstairs.
Not always locked, but a lot. Sometimes it comes down, it's a storage room.
You have downstairs. Two units.
The apartments is the same entrance.
You need a way of chateres over there.
I don't know.
It's two years.
Two different apartments. No. That have to be at your locker. Two different
dirhams.
Two different apartments.
Together.
Two family houses. Two family houses. You rent downstairs and they rent upstairs.
Yeah.
And this man is alone here and that lady alone
there's
there. Two different dirhams. That's not the matzav of Yichud. But it's a man and a lady, you know, in two back rooms and the same floor. They're finished. That's one dira.
The Rav was going to say about night. And now it's.
Is the Rav saying
here
in Miami Beach, the Rav is
Paskin? No. I mean Paskin. I don't know.
And that's
the show. A window, let's say the window is open.
The window is no chazar. Window helps only for those who are in the living room, in that room where the window is. Pesach Pasuach Lishus Arabim is Mutar. Even both are in the same room upstairs. Let's say, Reuven and Leah are in this strangers and also to each other and are in the same room upstairs. And Pesach Pasuach Jerusalem is mutar. Even no one could see anything. They are upstairs. But a chaloin, a window is something else. A window only in that living room wherever they are sitting. A chaloin is not opened. A window is not open. A window is only because you could see. So only if they sit there. Not if they sit inside the kitchen or whatever.
If a man is expecting his wife any second, if she could walk through the door any second, anybody else can't come into the house.
We come from maybe a secular world, something like that. Where is that Rambam? Slicha, bring the Rambam. Issues. There is no emo of a wife on a husband. Doesn't exist that.
She can come in though.
Doesn't make sense. For that I need three. Not only Ishto. It doesn't have to be Ishto. It could be three strangers. If you have three strangers, it's also good. I don't need Ishto. You're coming from Ishto. You are telling me Ishto is coming. Ishto is not sufficient. I need three. Ishto because she's Ishto, doesn't exist.
That. To be wife and two daughters, I'm the king. My wife and two daughters have
here
in my house.
Fine, Ragu Baruch. Yeah, no problem. Your wife and two daughters, you are three. I meant to say, it's off the subject, but it's important and doesn't hurt anyone, these two halachas. In Hilchos Ishus in Tesvov, the Rambam paskens. Tzivu Chachomim. שיהיה עודו מחבט את אשתו יוסר מגופוי ואוי הווה כגופוי. ואם יש לו מומון הרבה, יש מרבה בטובוסו כפי המומון. Good. That's it. Yeah, it continues. וכן ציבו חכומים על האישו שתהיה מחבט את הסביילו ביוסר מדי. Above. ויהיה לו עליהו מוירו. He should have on her fear. Wow. Not the other way. I can repeat. Tzivu chachomim shiye odom mechabed es ishto yoser migufoi. Whatever mechabed means, I don't know. But more than yoser. Oy havo kegufoi. Fine. Vim ishlo momon marbe betovoso. If you could afford, do it. Velo yatil emo yesero olea. Don't hold the atmosphere of panic in the house. Good. And that's it. V'chen tzivu chachomim the other way. Sh'tiyeh mechabedes esbailo yoyser midai. More than. V'yiyelo oleho moiro. So she has a commanded moiro. Not a natural moiro. Not that. Not who's afraid of who. No. She has a commanded moiro because she's commanded to have moiro of the husband. That's natural. Some women are afraid of the husband. Some husbands are afraid from the dos. And some of them not afraid. Some of them both afraid. That's nothing. That's the moira that she has because Chazal were mechayev her. And that's a natural moira that protects her from anything. The other way doesn't work.
What's that night?
You go three people in the community, so is that also fine?
Yeah. Three that walk in, that have the keys.
I need to get rid of the lock. So if I need the lock,
once it's unlocked, you walk in. You have the key, you unlock and walk in.
Right.
But unlocked.
You don't have to tell them to come.
No.
You give them a shush to come in.
You have to tell them to come.
I tell them you can come whenever you
want. Okay. Because it's unlocked. Or whenever it's unlocked, you can walk in.
Whenever you want, you can walk in.
Okay.
So just
unlock and tell three people, walk in whenever you find it unlocked. Of course, don't break my locks. But whenever you find it unlocked, you walk in.
And that's good for years. It'll last for years.
But I'll tell you from experience that from Shilas, that men most of the times the reaction is lock. That's the reaction. People lock the doors without thinking. It's an immediate reaction. You immediately lock.
Does this thing help at night? That's all I want to know.
Let's go into the night story.
Unlock.
Yeah.
Is that okay or is unlocked not okay?
When you inform or tell three or more people, come in whenever you please. Of course, if you find it unlocked, you come in.
Does that work all night?
Oh, so let's go to the night story. Yeah, night is an issue. And basically, until the time that people are motzui to walk around and to walk outside, it's not considered night. So it depends on the Medina, depends on the weather, depends on many things. Depends how what's the Mahala Chachayim is there. But in the middle of the night, that's something else. That's 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Night has a problem of prutzim. What is prutzim? Not all of us are the same. We are all tzaddikim, no problem. But there is a category in Chassidut of a porutz. What's a porutz? What's a porutz? A porutz is not a porutz mamash. You don't need to be a porutz mamash. That doesn't mean it. But a porutz is either he is oisek with noshim constantly. That's part of his, let's say, occupation. Part of his occupation. He's oisek with noshim. Let's say, I would say, a doctor. So he doesn't have to be porous by nature. Has to show the tzaddik. But he is what they call libo gasbo. Libo is gasbo. He takes these matters at ease because he's used to. For him, that means nothing. Has a different category in Chassidut. So night and prutzim is a problem. Laila, here. Belailo, b'shah shederech of the basically k'tanim to go to sleep. Osu li'siachid imisho. Osu li'siachid imisho. Laila. What's Laila? Bizman, I don't know, 10 o'clock? Here I have no idea, but... Laila, mishah shederech haktanim leilech lishoin. From the time that the children go to sleep. It depends where. Also, lisechid im haisho sheyesh ima tinoik, o tinoikes, ushne anoshim imisha vetinoikes, all kind of combinations. Stam, Lailo. It's Pesach Pasuch Rishus Arabim. Laila, it's fine. Stam Anoshim. But Stam Anoshim. Israel Porutz. Oh, Yichud im isho shelibo gasbo. Osur afilu bepesach pasur rishus harabim. There's such a thing, libo gasbo, which means you grew together. Sometimes there is a boy and a girl, they grow together far off. For example, adopted. To a boy and a girl, both adopted. They are not ach v'achoyso, they are also to each other. In fact, they are also to the adopting father too, or mother. That's a big problem. One of the problems, why the halacha finds a negativity with adoption, one of them is because of yichud. How do you handle the issue of yichud? A mother and a son. You know, the son, it's adopted. Well, she would never stay alone with him in the house, impossible. He's 2, 3, 4, fine. 2, 3 years old, no problem. When he's 9, what happens?
Stepchildren
is a problem, sure. Sure. Unless Ishto Imoy. If Ishto is Imoy, so what saves? Or by Labir. These two factors save male and female. Ishto Imoy in the same house. But if Ishto walked out for a year and he stays with the stepdaughter, with her daughter, who is above 3, he has a problem.
The Rav said before that.
So let's go back to Gasbo. They grow together. So he's used to her. She's used to her, becomes worse. Afilu Pesach Pasur Rishus HaRabim. Libo Gaspa, it's a doctor. It's Libo Gaspa. Libo is Gaspo, which means he's used to his patients. A dentist is used to his patients. Whatever profession a person practices that has to do with nursing is used to the patient. Is Gaspo with them. A teacher. A teacher is mathematics in a Pesyanka place. And is used to with his students. He has 20 students at his gospel. He knows them. So the distance is far, becomes worse. Because there's almost no distance. They are also to each other. So it's not, ach, v'achoy, soy. Oh, that's, no, lo hashashu al zeh. Although they're very, very close. There's nothing gaspa more than achoy, soy. No, that's mutar. Ach, v'achoy, soy. That's nothing. But two strangers who are gasp each other, a doctor and his patients, a teacher and students, two step children to each other, which they grew together 16 years, cousins, sometimes they grow together. One of the Chas v'Shalom, when you raise Yisumim in the house, like adoption, something. Or when for some reason you raise your nephews, your sister and brother are busy, they work, you take them to the house, you raise them. And everyone grows together, so they are close, but that's Osur. Osur afilu petach patuach lishus harabim.
A lot.
I have to say this myself. סיפר לי ידידי הגאון רב חיים קניבסקי ששומע מהגרים גורדון ראש ישיבס לומשה עם פסח תקווה when רב חיים was very young that he was in פסח תקווה ששומע מחוי סנוי הגרושולוביץ שהיה תלמידו של הגאון רבי סול סלנטר שהגאון הרי סלנטר אומר לו שכל אימס שנכנס לחשמלית חשמלית is the elevator but it's a very old word today it's called מעלית. Every time he enters a ma'alit, an elevator, lenesia misoireres etzlo she'ela shel yichud, ואם היה מחליט שיש איסור, and he decided that there is איסור ייחוד on an elevator, היה קופץ מהמעלית. He would have jumped out. הוא מתעמק כל זמן הנסיעה, the trip, he's always thinking, is there a shayla, is no shayla, is there a shayla, is there a shayla? Until the מעלית stops, then he goes off. ואם היה מעלה על הכסב כל החידושים על הייחוד שחושב אז, he would have printed a big ספר. I'm sorry, Salat. Had he written all the חידושים, was מחדש in the elevators, the חשמלית. While he went up there, while the Hakiras, he would have read the Krach Ove, as well as Rav Chaim Gadot. What do I mean to say? That elevators are Pashtus Mutar, but that's the only way to be protected.
Even on a date?
Excuse me?
Even on a date? People on a date.
It's a problem. Not easy. There are elevators who go straight to the 60th floor. So you got there, what? 2 minutes for sure, a minute and a half for sure. What's the heter of that? Unless you say the situation there, the atmosphere is not an atmosphere of Yichud when you are strangers. When you come from south and she comes from north. But now when you intend to be there together.
Usually those elevators have cameras.
Boss?
Usually those types of elevators have cameras.
What do you care about the cameras?
Cameras, okay. Yes. Yeah,
I don't
care about
the cameras.
Okay, fine.
Who cares? That's who you.
Huh?
I don't know if that helps. Where's the damn man?
My name is Spencer.
Let's get some really drunk.